The devil's advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Perhaps a two for Tuesday. You know, thematically, we'll try to pair them together. How does this one relate to Let the Bodies Hit the Floor?
Well, this song, It's Raining Men, and Let the Bodies Hit the Floor are talking about the same event, but from a different perspective.
Oh, I see what you
did.
So
It's Raining Men and Let the Bodies Hit the Floor, my friend.
Well, it's probably primarily Trump-loving men dying of the COVID-19. And that's how we started the show. You know, the numbers are in. And ultimately, on this show, occasionally, I get it wrong. I am corrected by new information. Something comes to my attention. Let's call it a credible source. And it demonstrates to me that, you know, a strongly or not even strongly held belief, yeah, maybe I was wrong. I misread something. I misremembered. Somewhere along the line, I just, you know, got a bad connection. So anyways, I
try to believe you might be building character in front of us.
Well, you know, I'll let you know the first time it happens, but if I ever got it wrong, I would correct the record. I would correct my own belief system. But when you see the numbers, and they're so stark about the deaths related to COVID-19, Vicki McKenna, right-wing talk radio host here in the state of Wisconsin, I see her out at one of these it was a Stop the Steal rally. I mean, the same people that don't believe in masks don't believe in the outcome of the last Electoral College vote either, because they're the Trumpsters, right? They're the Trump-believing. They're the MAGA faithful. The sheeple, as I like to call them. Well, I see Vicki McKenna, and, you know, Dom called me on. Well, Vicki hugged you. Yeah, kind of, she did. And I didn't stiff arm her. I let her hug me. But then I asked her, hey, Vicki, you been vaccinated? Hell no. Yeah, she's vaping along, you know, understanding that COVID, primarily a respiratory disease. Hell no. Wasn't vaxxed. I said, Vicki, you know, let me just ask you. What if in this rare case, you got the facts wrong? You know, maybe you're on the wrong side of history. What's the downside of getting vaccinated and being, you know, wrong? So what? You got vaccinated. You didn't die of COVID. I'm not doing that. I'll take my chances. You know, a lot of people did. They took their chances and they lost that bet. They were all in. And they went belly up. Sometimes literally, belly up.
Sometimes you've been intubated for an entire month and then you have learned nothing from it.
Andre Jacques, state senator from the great state of Wisconsin.
Talking to God for a good old month or so and still came back and went,
Well, why would I look at the math or my own personal outcome? You know, God. It's God's blood that shielded him, or, you know, God's respirator or something. You know, the Cadillac healthcare system he got from the people, the taxpayers, you know, that some of us aren't eligible for because we're not elected. One of those things saved his fat ass.
Well, if he didn't, if he didn't make it, God would St. Peter be sitting there going, hey, I sent you a vaccine and two boosters. I don't know what else to tell you.
I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be having that conversation with St. Peter. Know what I'm saying? 844-967-2789.
The blankness of space, then. All right.
I think there is something evil, you know, because so many of these guys know better. They do know better. Republicans know better. Fox News, I mean, they mandate that their hosts get vaccinated. These Republicans know better. The very same Republicans that would, in many cases, I can't say entirely, you know, I know the Ron Johnsons of the world are probably not vaccinated. But there are plenty of people that are, that would go on media and tell you, well, you know, I wouldn't do it. Except I did, but I'm not going to tell you that. Because I don't give a damn about you. I only care about me. Ask Ron DeSantis if he's been vaccinated. Ask him. Ask him if he's been boosted. See if he gives you a straight answer.
With these wonderful, amazing free market Republicans, you'd think that they'd realize that they need consumers to make money.
Well, I don't know.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Let me throw up a circumstance that might sort of make that point for you. Trump scrambles at damage control after being caught grifting MAGA supporters with a phony contest. Now, I don't know if any of you are on the Donald Trump email reception list, again, from the Super PAC, again, from the Office of 45. You know, he's not officially a candidate yet. Although he's been sued, they're trying to force him to declare himself. But so often it's 600 times. Yeah, I mean, these multiples. Give now and it'll multiply itself 100 times or 600-700% match. It's always a match. Or it's a contest. Give now and you will be eligible to have dinner with the big guy. Probably at Mar-a-Lago, but perhaps at a town near you. Coming to a rally, let's say in New Orleans. Coming to your town. Well, Donald Trump released a statement on Saturday attempting damage control after being caught fundraising off a phony contest. I know this is a shocker, Fancy. Former President Donald Trump's political group sent at least 15 emails in recent weeks offering small dollar donors the chance to win a coveted prize if they gave money. Dinner with Trump in New Orleans on a Saturday night. Now, that was according to the reporting of the Washington Post. But no such winner was flown to New Orleans last weekend, according to four people familiar with the matter. No flight or very nice hotel was booked. Trump had no individual meetings with small dollar donors. Instead, only privately greeting a handful of Republican Party donors who gave, you know, the whopper checks, the big checks, taking pictures with some of the party's most well-heeled members and speaking to a larger group of donors who each gave tens of thousands of dollars. According to Trump's spokesperson, President Trump has awarded more than 100 prizes to contest winners across America. But due to an administrative error in this individual circumstance, the contest winner was not properly notified for last weekend's event in New Orleans. Consistent with the rules of the sweepstakes, a substitute prize will be awarded to the winner, probably a MAGA hat. What do you think, a MAGA hat?
Probably at best, and I bet you it's not even made in the United States.
Well, I started with GOP red equals COVID dead. Here's another one. It was going to end with Trump grift you. Come back, more doubles. Damn it!
I don't think the heavy stuff's going to come down for quite a while.
It's tremendously big and tremendously wet.